Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Since the election, there have been a lot of disappointed people using social media platforms, Facebook and Twitter, venting their frustration. What's most shocking about it is the fact they share and reshare articles from the New York Times, the LA Times, NPR. What's shocking is they continue to rely on news agencies that failed to correctly report on the election. Most of the institutions in our life move between being centralized and decentralized. Anyone over 40 years old will remember that there are only a few news channels on your TV. The news that everyone depended on was produced under one roof. In the 1980s, Rush Limbaugh began to break that news monopoly. Fox News and CNN drove media to a 24/7 business cycle in the 90s. And on the web, we got instant far-ranging news from the Drudge Report and others. Perhaps that is why both Dan Rather and Brian Williams disgraced themselves by fabricating news. My point is that over the last couple decades, the media has moved from being centralized to decentralized. Today, the way we get our news is so decentral that we take information obtained from WikiLeaks more seriously than anything in the New York Times. We rely on heroes like investigative journalist James O'Keefe to catch officials admitting to crimes. Biased newspapers? Nothing new in America. Go back to the founding of the country and you'll see partisan papers. But what makes the readers today different from back then? It's all about maturity. Think back to when you were in school. When you read a book, your job was to understand the words and remember what you read. Eventually, you mature, and your reading changes. You read something, and then you decide whether it is true or not. Our technology provides us so much information, yet too many people rely on the biased groupthink of what could be called the old guard media. If you were surprised and upset by the presidential election, you should consider bringing new sources of news into your life. For me personally, I keep up on current events through the Drudge Report online, on the radio with the Rush Limbaugh Show, it's on this radio station every Monday to Friday, and a few online pundits like Bill Whittle. Through YouTube, I also am able to see the top stories that the news agencies are reporting. There's a huge world of great news reporting and analysis out there. Go check it out. This is Anthony Mantova, Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.